The future of Family Dollar is uncertain. It's in the midst of a bidding war as its board of directors decides whether to sell the company to Dollar Tree or Dollar General. But this much is certain. The billionaire investor who helped spur this pending ownership change is now cashing in. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports.
Rewind back to June. Family Dollar's earnings are sluggish. Stock is stagnant, and competitors are pulling away. Carl Icahn thunders in. The 78-year-old activist investor buys more than $150 million of the company's stock and options. He demands a change in leadership and threatens to attempt a hostile takeover. Fast forward to today, Family Dollar is trading at an all-time high, $80 a share, and fielding offers from its two chief rivals. And Icahn is out.
This is classic Carl Icahn, deeply undervalued company with an ugly-looking business that he can buy and create an event, and that event was the sale.
Investment fund manager Tobias Carlyle is also the author of Deep Value, Why Activist Investors and Other Contrarians Battle for Control of Losing Corporations. Icahn bought the stock in the $58 range, drummed up interest, and sold in the $80 range.
In about 3 months, that's an extraordinary return.
He didn't stick around to see where the company will end up or if the price will hold. That's not his MO, Carlyle says. But he leaves Family Dollar in a chaotic but profitable position. The company has agreed to sell to smaller rival Dollar Tree for $8.5 billion. But the largest chain, Dollar General, upped its bid yesterday to more than $9 billion. Family Dollar executives say they are reviewing the new offer. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.